opening tap. There's Hallen back with an early touch. Back to Ostrowski. Evergreen's worked the perimeter. Hallen back on the far wing in front of the Rhinelander bench. Dribbles once. Evergreen's worked the perimeter here off a screen. Studeman, three ball, too long, and goes off the front of the rim. Studeman was a full stride behind the circle. Rhinelander gets the rebound, comes into the front court. Peyton Erickson had that ball go off the Everest defender, Cade Sievertson. It stays with the Hodags underneath their own basket. Evergreen's been a good three-point shooting team all season. Rhinelander inbounds to the corner, goes way up high now. Drake Martin, three ball of their own, off the back rim, no good. Up among the bigs, Cade Sievertson clears the boards for the Evergreens. So both teams one and done. Sievertson bounces inside to Keaton Edwards, double-teamed. Evergreens try and force it back in, and it's turned over. Just not a lot of room there to get the ball to Keaton Edwards. Ball goes back. Rhinelander straight on three, too strong for Ross Skeen. Keaton Edwards gets the rebound. Outlet pass to Cade Sievertson. Sievertson on the wing. Ostrowski dribbles once to the rim. He is fouled in the act of shooting. So 1 minute in, we'll try and break the 0-0 tie. Two free throws for Ethan Ostrowski. Foul is on Ross Skeen. Ethan Ostrowski's first free throw is a line drive off the front of the rim. No good. Still scoreless. One more for Ethan. That one's good. 1-0 Evergreens. Everest puts on full court pressure. Rhinelander in the backcourt. Quinn Lamers. They're going to double team Lamers before he gets to the half court line. Ostrowski and Keaton Edwards, so a lot of hype there. Rhinelander still hasn't broken the 10-second count. They just beat it. Get it into the front court and out of the corner. Quick release. Drake Martin back out. Quinn Lamers. Three. Good. Quinn Lamers. Good ball movement once they got the ball into the front court, and Rhinelander takes a 3-1 lead. Keaton Edwards, wing three, an answer no good. Ethan Ostrowski up for the offensive board. Down low to Sievertson, kicks it back out. Open three for the Evergreens. Too strong for Cade Sievertson. Long rebound goes off of Rhinelander. Evergreens will get the ball back. And Brian Hallenbach has to run almost underneath the bleachers. Long trip for Hallenbach to retrieve the ball out of bounds. Rhinelander leads 3-1. Can Hallenbach in bed for a week with the flu? So you wonder how much gas is in the tank after missing so much practice, whether he's still in condition. Hallenbach gets the inbounds pass. Left-handed dribble, picks it up. Keaton Edwards up high. Studeman and now in the corner. Evergreens rotate it back inside to Keaton Edwards, back out. Good ball movement for the Evergreens. To Keaton Edwards down low again. Double teamed, had the ball knocked away and turned over. The Evergreens' second turnover. Rhinelander quickly down the court. Evergreens did a good job getting back on defense, so this will be played as a half-court set. Here's a three. Kirk Matthews, good. So Rhinelander's hitting from the outside. The Evergreens take an early timeout. 15:56 to play in the first half. Rhinelander with a pair of threes leads 6-1. Back after 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh ribeye steak Philly, a thick third-pound Country Fresh burger, a Country Fresh chicken ranch sandwich, an award-winning Country Fresh brat, and more. And while you're there, make sure to grab something for the grill because winter is still the perfect time to grill out. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 117 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio.
We're back at the UC Everest Fieldhouse. The Evergreens did not make any personnel changes during the timeout. It's the starting five that comes back onto the floor. Both of Rhinelander's threes came off Everest turnovers, so obviously that has to be cleaned up. Evergreens will have the ball, trailing 6-1. We're only 1 minute in. The Evergreens inbound to Brian Hallenbach. Again, I mean, in high school basketball, a team that gets hot from the outside can beat anybody. Keaton Edwards inside in traffic. Double team there, goes cross court, just threw it out of bounds, threw it over the head of Ethan Ostrowski. So there's a third Everest turnover. That's Keaton Edwards, the tallest player on the Everest team, to the second tallest player, Ostrowski, and right over his head. full court pressure again for the Evergreens in the backcourt. Rhinelander's got a break that's almost stolen by Studeman. Stripped loose. Keaton Edwards takes it back. Lofts it ahead for Ostrowski, who scores. The Evergreens get some points off a turnover, too. 6-3. 15 and a half to play. Long pass down court. Rhinelander breaks pressure that way. Now driving to the basket. Got a whistle. Got a foul as Peyton Erickson drives to the rack. He'll get to the free throw line. Fouls on Cade Sievertson. That's two of the smallest players on the floor locked in battle there. Peyton Erickson's a senior, gets two free throws, the first of which is no good right off the front rim. We're sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule a free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. DeVorney Orthodontics, Wausau, Antigo, Merrill. Second free throw from Erickson is good. It's 7-3, Hodags. Evergreen sub in, Colton Keelman. This ball is knocked into the backcourt, saved by Ethan Ostrowski. It was deflected there. Braden Kinderman is in now. Kinderman back out to Hallenbach. Ostrowski posts up, foul line extended. Ostrowski spins in traffic. He traveled. Missed the shot at the rim regardless. Ostrowski dragged that back foot to get into position. What's going on here? 3 minutes into the game, the Evergreens have four turnovers. Still have the full court pressure on against Rhinelander in the backcourt. Stolen by Hallenbach. Down low to Keaton Edwards, who scores. So neither team particularly careful with the basketball. It's now 7-5. Rhinelander's lead trimmed a little bit. Rhinelander breaks full court pressure. Just turned the ball over on the end line. Kirk Matthews got a long pass down court, set up Drake Martin, and Martin stepped on the end line as he received the ball. 14:37 left in the first half. Keaton Edwards comes out. Logan Ebersold in for the Evergreens. As Brian Hallenbach walks it up court. Evergreens can tie with a two, take the lead with a three. Here's Kinderman. Now into the corner, Ostrowski. To Hallenbach in traffic. Brian backs it back out, now drives in, hangs, made the extra pass. Loose in the corner, and it's off the Evergreens. Drake Martin was able to throw that ball off of Braden Kinderman, and Rhinelander gets the ball back. It's a fifth turnover. Colton Hall will come in on the next stoppage. The inbounds pass is stolen by the Evergreens' Logan Ebersold, who goes right to the rim and scores. A turnover ties the game 7-7. That's Rhinelander's fourth turnover. Rhinelander breaks full court pressure down low, missing at the rim. Drake Martin. Hallenbach gets the rebound. 3-on-2 in transition. Hallenbach with a pass too hot for Kinderman, who misses. Hallenbach gets the rebound and scores. Evergreens have their first lead of the night, 9-7. Neither team careful with the basketball. Got a whistle. Rhinelander will take a timeout. The Rhinelander player Quinn Lamers was double-teamed in the backcourt and was going to turn the ball over. Instead, Rhinelander calls time. 13:51 to play in the first half. The Evergreens now have the lead 9-7. Back in half a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh ribeye steak filly, a thick third-pound Country Fresh burger, a Country Fresh chicken ranch sandwich, an award-winning Country Fresh brat, and more. And while you're there, make sure to grab something for the grill because winter is still the perfect time to grill out. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 117 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports! Back out of the timeout, Rhinelander has the ball. They break full court pressure, get it down low to Ross Skeen, who scores. Game is tied 9 apiece. And the Evergreens in the front court, Colton Hall has just traveled. Hall was uncertain about where he wanted to feed that ball, whether he wanted to go underneath or to the wing. So he held on to the ball for an extra second and picked up his back foot. Tied 9-9. A lot of turnovers in this first half. Rhinelander breaks full court pressure, gets it ahead to Ross Skeen. Behind the three-point arc, directing traffic now. Jackson Smith come in for Rhinelander. Hodags run this as a set. because of all the turnovers, we've seen a lot of transition looks down the floor, not so many half-court sets. Tough floating jumper for Quinn Lamers, and it's good. It's a long two along the baseline. Didn't have his feet set, and he hit it. Rhinelander retakes the lead, 11-9. Evergreen's bounce this into the corner. Braden Kinderman hands off to Studeman, fakes the three. Ostrowski outside, down low. Colton Hall stripped, goes out of bounds off the Rhinelander defender. Rhinelander subs another player. Unrostered, number 12. Love that. Alex Huff from the JV wears number 12. I'm not sure if that's him. On the inbound underneath the Colton Hall. Too strong, missed right at the rim. Rhinelander gets the rebound. Evergreens trail 11-9, and you know what? The Evergreens are not playing so well in this first half. Like a team that's a little late for the wake-up call. Peyton Erickson over to Ross Skeen. Mystery number 12 gets the ball open for a three. Erickson, it's good. Rhinelander hits their third three of the first half. Hodags reestablish a 14-9 lead. Ebersol now over to Braden Kinderman. Studeman straight on. Thought about that three. Pulls it back down. Goes to Ostrowski inside. Extra pass down low. Looking for Hall. Goes out of bounds off the Rhinelander defender. Short break on the bench for Cade Sievertson. Comes back in for Colton Hall. Evergreens will inbound underneath their own basket. Kinderman, little trouble getting it in, goes all the way up high to Ebersol. Kinderman gets it back behind the arc. Three ball here for Sievertson off the front rim, no good. Rhinelander gets the rebound. Got a foul here in the backcourt. What's this? Or someone's injured. Yeah, one of the Everest players was hit in the head. Alex Studeman is coming out. I think Alec may be cut or may be bleeding, and he's got to come out of the game. Keaton Edwards will come back in. Not sure what this is. Logan Ebersold is also going off the floor for the Evergreens. Studeman looked like he was hit and is injured. He goes to the training area. Logan Ebersold is too. So the Evergreens have two players that are getting cleaned up. Rhinelander's going to have the ball when play resumes at the 12-minute mark. 14-9, Hodags. Now I think this is being taken as a timeout. It is, which buys the training staff here a little more time. Did you know the DC Everest Athletic Club supports student-athletes with fundraising, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the DC Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreen. Ready to resume play here. Hodags get the ball in the backcourt. Sitting on a five-point lead, their biggest of the night. Trapped in the backcourt, too. Hodags bounce this back. Quinn Lamers. Lamers goes cross-court now to Peyton Johnson. They just get it across the timeline again. Quinn Lamers passed down low at the rim and scoring Alex Huff. At least we believe that number 12 is Alex Huff. We will check that at halftime. Again, he's the unrostered player. The basket gives Rhinelander a seven-point lead, 16-9. Hodags have Drake Martin coming in. Evergreens inbound underneath their own basket. Ball knocked out of bounds off one of the Rhinelander defenders. Pass down low to Ostrowski at his feet and turned over again. Rhinelander comes back. Evergreens back on defense, pass to the corner, baseline three, high, arcing, no good for Quinn Lamers. Keaton Edwards gets the rebound for the Evergreens. Keaton almost lost it off his foot, dribbled it back to himself. Here's Brian Hallenbach. Evergreens trailing 16-9. In the lane, spinning and missing in the paint is Cade Sievertson. Little 10-footer spun around, left it off the back rim, and Rhinelander gets the rebound. Jackson Smith, 11 minutes to play in the first half. You get the feeling the Evergreens could turn the switch on when they want to, but it's off right now. Sure is. Rhinelander works the perimeter. Evergreens in man-to-man half-court defense. Up high is Drake Martin. Rhinelander setting the screen with Martin, driving along the backside in and fouled. Hallenbach commits the foul. Free throw is coming up for the Hodags. This is Travis Town, who is wearing number 12. And he makes his first free throw. Little bit of confusion over who's who when the players don't wear their regular numbers, but it's late in the season. Second free throw, he got them both. Rhinelander's building a lead. They got the Evergreens doubled up right now. It's 18-9. Brian Hallenbach over to Cade Sievertson. Keaton Edwards outside the box. Edwards extra pass down low to Cade Sievertson. Sievertson fading backwards. He missed at the rim. Made that a tough shot and comes away with nothing. Hodags get the ball back. Boy, I mean, this is a below 500 team, and the Evergreens are getting their lunch eaten so far in the first half. Ross Skeen up high. Town, long two, no good. Keaton Edwards gets the rebound. Outlets to Cade Sievertson. Sievertson in traffic, back to Keaton Edwards. Keaton was open for a three, thought about taking it, and then didn't have his feet set. Hallenbach three ball, off the back rim, no good. Long rebound comes out to Peyton Erickson for the Hodags. Pass ahead, too long, out of bounds. The Evergreens will get the ball back. Colton Hall is coming back in now for the Evergreens. Braden Kinderman will go out. 18-9, Hodags. Rhinelander is five games below 500, and right now they look like the better team on the floor. Hallenbach over to Ostrowski. 9:40 to play in the first half and counting. To the corner, Colton Hall down low now. Hallenbach spins and scores. Brian Hallenbach underneath. Put Hallenbach on the low block so the Evergreens get themselves back on track. Full court pressure again for the Hodags to deal with. Here's Kirk Matthews almost knocked away in the backcourt. Peyton Erickson breaks the timeline, gets it to Jackson Smith. Hodag straight on three. Martins, good. Kirk Martins. So the Evergreens get a two. Rhinelander gets a three down at the other end, and it's 21-11. This possession will bring us under 9 minutes to play in the first half. Here's Cade Sievertson to Keaton Edwards. Evergreens on the perimeter. Keaton Edwards bounces to the corner. Colton Hall inside to Ostrowski. Ostrowski was double-teamed, made the extra pass to Keaton Edwards. Edwards scores on the weak side blocks. So maybe the Evergreens are waking up a little bit. 21-13, long half-court pass knocked away. Evergreens bounce this ahead to Keaton Edwards. It's blocked. Clean. Keaton Edwards gets it back. Ostrowski, offensive foul. Wave off the basket. They're going to say the defensive player had position. I think they got that right, and Ostrowski bumped into it. So that basket could have made it a six-point game, not to be. Rhinelander in the backcourt. Again, the Evergreens trapping defense. Cross court now to Peyton Erickson. Erickson is double teamed in the timeline, almost knocked away by Hallenbach. Scooping it up in the front court is Lamers. He misses at the rim. Town with a rebound, no good. Out of bounds to the Evergreens. Travis Town couldn't squeeze that. It's another chance for the Evergreens to kind of inch closer here. Cade Sievertson will come out. Cooper Bradfish on the floor for the first time. Rhinelander's making a late substitution too. Ross Skeen comes back in, and Travis Town will go out. Rhinelander will pick up at half court. 8:20 and counting to play until halftime. Here's Brian Hallenbach. Hallenbach has played and has not had a break. First game back since the flu. Keaton Edwards, set shot, three in the air, off the rim, no good. Rhinelander gets the rebound. Kirk Matthews. Evergreens not much on the offensive boards. Here's a quick three. Hallenbach tried to get in the face of Matthews, and he hit anyway. Matthews hits for Rhinelander. Another three. 24-13. The Evergreens want a timeout. It's Evergreens offense just struggling to get on track. And, you know, Rhinelander's helping themselves because the threes are falling freely for the Hodags. Basketball is brought to you by Inner City State Bank. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Inner City State Bank, locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. You know, the Evergreens' five losses, three of them have come from out of conference, but the Evergreens have no business losing to Rhinelander. And the Evergreens are 16-5. Rhinelander's 8-3. Rhinelander's last game was a loss, fell by 10 to Marshfield, the team that the Evergreens beat twice during the regular season. Evergreens just have not played well so far. Lots of turnovers. And the outside shots are just not falling for the Evergreens right now. Rhinelander, a lot from the outside. The Hodags have 5 threes, none for the Evergreens so far. Everest gets the ball out of the timeout, trailing by 11, 24-13. Colton Hall will inbound. The others on the floor are Brian Hallenbach, Ethan Ostrowski, Keaton Edwards, and Cooper Bradfish. Hallenbach will run the point here. To Ostrowski, fakes the three. Ostrowski dribbles once, cross-court. Hallenbach looks to drive in, splits at the rim. Hallenbach scores. Hallenbach becomes the Evergreens' leading scorer now with six. 24-15. Just got to assume that a team is not going to be as hot from the outside as Rhinelander is for the entire game. Got to keep this close and hope they cool off a little in the second half. Rhinelander's got Peyton Erickson back in. Double team here against Quinn Lamers. Lamers gets the ball ahead, almost turned over. Well, it's got to be a travel, and it's not called. Went out of bounds, though. And Kirk Matthews had to go down to one knee, clearly moved that back foot, went off his hands in front of the Everest bench anyway. Evergreen's full court pressure gets a turnover. Evergreen's within nine now, and they have the ball back. Here's Hallenbach to Keaton Edwards. Down low to Ostrowski. Low blocks. He's got Drake Martin on him. Goes back out. Three ball. Hall in the air. Good for the Evergreens. Colton Hall. 24-18. Long pass down court to break full court pressure, and Drake Martin has a two-point answer down low. Two on one down the floor once that long pass went down the court. 26-18. Hallenbach has just dribbled off his foot and turned the ball over. Hallenbach wanted to drive to the basket. Dribbled right off his ankle. Rhinelander gets it back. Baseline three. No good for Kirk Matthews. Rebound comes to Cooper Bradfish. Hallenbach looks like he got raked across the face. He's slow getting into the front court. Hallenbach's tired. Ball's turned over again. Hall had it stripped. Into the front court, Peyton Erickson. Cross court for a three. High, arcing. Good. Quinn Lamers. Lamers hits a three off an Everest turnover. Hallenbach's going to come out at the next timeout, I think. 29-18. Back to an 11-point Rhinelander lead. Hallenbach looks like he's gassed. He's bringing the ball up the court. Bradfish up high. Bradfish is bumped. And that will allow the Evergreens to get their subby, and I believe it's going to be for Brian Hallenbach. Drake Martin is called for the foul. It's only the second team foul on the Hodags. Hallenbach will indeed come out, and Braden Kinderman comes in. 29-18, 6-18 to play in the first half. Keaton Edwards will inbound underneath his own basket. Way up high to Kinderman, looks to drive in. Kinderman's cut off. Colton Hall hit from behind the arc before. Comes to the rim, no good. Tipped up there by Colton Hall. Up and in, second half tip in for Colton Hall. 29-20. Hustle play at the rim to the Evergreens. Full court pressure again. Knocked away. Ball's loose. Ostrowski tips it back. The Evergreens have it. Cooper Bradfish over to Kinderman. Kinderman traveled. Turned right back over. So the Evergreens work hard for a turnover and give it right back. Frustrating so far. 29-20, and the Hodags have the ball back. 5:50 to play. This ball is tipped. Keaton Edwards takes it away for the Evergreens. Feeds Hall down low. Who scores? Hall for the Evergreens has a quick seven, and the Evergreens are back within seven. 5.5 to play in the first half. Rhinelander breaks the double team in the backcourt. Ahead to Skeen. Pass down low. Blocked from behind. Kinderman just rejected Drake Martin. Rhinelander gets the ball back. Here's a three. Good for Ross Skeen. Rhinelander is just popping and dropping threes on the Evergreens. Back to a 10-point lead, 32-22, with 5 minutes to play in the first half. It's Keaton Edwards up high. Off the screen now, Colton Hall fakes the three, drives along the baseline. He may have stepped out of bounds, no whistle. Cooper Bradfish gets it back. Colton Hall lets the three fly off the front rim, no good. Rebound to Rhinelander. Taken there by Travis Town. Ball's out of bounds. It will stay with the Hodak. Evergreens have no one coming in at the scorer's table, so it's this five that stays on for Everest. Peyton Erickson to inbound. Rhinelander's got 7 threes in the first half. Jackson Smith gives it over to Peyton Erickson. Got Hall on him. The Evergreens, boy, you can't play Rhinelander soft. They'll pop that three on you, and more often it's been going down tonight. Over here to Kirk Matthews, who has three of the 7 3-pointers. Evergreens have Kinderman on him. Go back out now to Jackson Smith. Ethan Ostrowski comes out to guard him. 4.5. Smith behind the back. Wow, he walked there and it's not called. Goes back out for a three and it's good. Boy, that no call kills the Evergreens. Rhinelander goes up by 13 on a three. Traveled before that, clear as I'm standing here. Baseline three for the Evergreens. The answer is no good. Kinderman's shot goes round and out. Hodags back up, 35-22, and they've got the ball. Driving in the lane, whistle, foul as Kirk Matthews goes to the rim. Got free throws coming up. See who this foul is on. It's on Cooper Bradfish. It's his first, team's fourth. Here come a couple of free throws for Kirk Matthews. First one right off the front of the rim, no good. We are sponsored by M&J Marine, the best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. Go boldly at M&J Marine, I-39 to exit 181 Mosinee. You'll notice the difference. Matthews gets one more. That one's good. He's got 10 points. Rhinelander subbing in. Peyton Johnson as the shooter. Kirk Matthews goes out. Evergreens trail by 14. It's Rhinelander's biggest lead of the night. 36-22. Keaton Edwards now behind the arc. Looks to drive in. He's double-teamed. Edwards goes back out. Three ball, quick release. Cade Sievertson. Good. Cade Sievertson. Again, full court pressure. Can Rhinelander solve this? Evergreens look to trap. Picked up his dribble. Gets that ahead to Travis Towne. Almost losing the handle is Jackson Smith. Picked it up in the corner. Open for another three. That's a miss for Ross Skeen. Pinballs around. Skeen got it back and scores underneath. Evergreen's kind of unlucky there. Ball went off a couple of hands and went back to Skeen. He missed the three but got a second chance too. 38-25. 3:15 to play in the half. Keaton Edwards, give and go now to Ostrowski. Works around Towne underneath, extra pass now to Sievertson. In the lane to Ostrowski, back to the rim, scores. An assist for Cade Sievertson to Ethan Ostrowski, who now has five. 38-27. Can the Evergreens get a little bit closer before halftime? There's a turnover. Ostrowski taps it ahead to Keaton Edwards. Hall, baseline three, good! Colton Hall hits the three off the turnover. The Evergreens are inching back a little closer, 38-30 now. The way the first half has gone, usually this will be where Rhinelander will hit a three and right the ship. To Towne in the corner, back out high, Jackson Smith. Driving in is Erickson. He is fouled at the rim. Two free throws. Colton Hall was trying to take a charge there. And he got it. Wow, the call goes against Rhinelander. I thought that was going to be a block on Colton Hall. So the Evergreens get a break. Charge on Peyton Erickson. With 2:28 to play in the half, both teams have fouls to give. There's not going to be a bonus here. Evergreens trailing by 8. They get the ball back. This could be the closest they've been in a while. Cade Sievertson to Ostrowski on the clear out. Ostrowski gets his man up in the air. Left hand and scores. Ethan Ostrowski. Shoulder fake. Got the defender up. The Evergreens were down by 14 a minute ago. It's a 6-point game now. 2 minutes to play. So the Evergreens are getting themselves in position for a second half run. In traffic. Towne stripped underneath. Cooper Bradfish stripped Towne. Sievertson now splits defenders to the rim. Lot of contact. No whistle. Ball is loose on the floor. Rhinelander calls a timeout. They're giving the timeout to the Evergreens. No, they're calling a foul. Called a foul on the Evergreens. Cade Sievertson. Cade Sievertson can't believe it. Coach Jerry Poggle can't believe it either. It's a loose ball. Two players were going for it. They're calling the foul on Cade Sievertson. It's his second. Brian Hallenbach comes back in. So the 6-point game, the Hodags will get the ball back. Ostrowski out, Hallenbach in. Rhinelander breaks, full court pressure to the rim. Towne missed at the rim. Second chance point up and in for Kirk Matthews. Matthews is the high man right now with 12 points. 40-38. Hallenbach directs traffic, 1:35 and counting down until halftime. It's in the corner now for Colton Keelman. Bounce pass down low to Kinderman. Double teamed outside the blocks to Hallenbach in traffic. Back out. Three balls. Sievertson. Good! Cade Sievertson hits the three. It's a five-point game now. 1:15 left in the half. Rhinelander trapped in the backcourt. The Hodags take a timeout. Jackson Smith picked up his dribble, was going to turn that ball over. It's the second time in the half that the Evergreen's full court pressure has caused Rhinelander to take a timeout. So the Evergreens look like they're getting themselves on track. 40-35 now with 1:11 left until halftime. We are sponsored by Basement Shoe and Clothing. South 3rd Avenue, Wausau, wool bibs, wool pants, wool shirts. Serving Central Wisconsin for 80 years, Basements of Wausau. I'm Chris Conley. This has been entertaining, but the Evergreens just seem like they've been having to push uphill the entire first half. Evergreens are going to pick up half-court defense for the first time all night. Rhinelander's got to decide if they want to hold for one here. There's a minute five and counting down left in the half. Rhinelander looks like they're running regular offense. This goes over to Travis Town, up high, Lamers. Now outside the arc to Drake Martin, who you would think you'd want down low. Martin picks up his dribble. Keaton Edwards swarms to him, gets it over to Jackson Smith. 50 seconds to play until halftime. Martin gets it back, looking to drive in. Jackson Smith cut off. Rhinelander's going to back this out. Maybe the Hodags will hold for one. 40 seconds. Rhinelander looks like they're trying to work the ball inside, but they'd take a shot if they got it down low. Otherwise, they're being patient here. And the Evergreens, with how poorly they played, would be happy to get a defensive stop and go down to the locker room down by just five. Clock counts down, 22, 21, 20. Pulled back out here by Quinn Lamers. Hallenbach is on him. Now they will pull this out for one. 15 seconds left. Quinn Lamers is out near the center circle. Set a screen for him. Lamers is fouled by Hallenbach. Non-shooting. Fouled way at the top of the circle as he was starting a move to the basket. Hallenbach picks up his second. It is only the team's sixth. So this is non-shooting. 9 seconds left. Inbound in front of the Pep Band. Along the end line, almost stolen. Into the hands of Quinn Lamers. 6-5-4. He drives to the rim. This will count if it goes in. Goes in. Quinn Lamers on the drive with 2 seconds left in the game. 42-35. Rhinelander leads by seven. They had led by as many as 14. We'll give you our first half leading scorers, and we'll preview the girls' playoff games that are coming up tomorrow. Back after a three-minute break, Hodags 42, Evergreens 35 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Business banking is growing at Intercity.